And I was talking to Michael. We're talking to Michael Guthrie from Seattle. And he's just been here. He's not actually here. He's in Astoria. But he's here in the studio. But
he's rambling.
He's rambling. I was talking to him about how it sounds like he uses a lot of almost fantasy effects with synthesizer.
Guitar synthesizer.
Yeah.
On that last track.
Yeah. But that's not the only place you use it.
I don't actually use it out live at all. I'm back to my acoustic roots for the most part, playing acoustic instruments and singing.
I was talking to Michael. We're talking to Michael Guthrie from Seattle. And he's just been here. He's not actually here. He's in Astoria. But he's here in the studio. But
he's rambling.
He's rambling. I was talking to him about how it sounds like he uses a lot of almost fantasy effects with synthesizer.
Guitar synthesizer.
Yeah.
On that last track.
Yeah. But that's not the only place you use it.
I don't actually use it out live at all. I'm back to my acoustic roots for the most part, playing acoustic instruments and singing.
What year did you make that album?
The year 2000, I finally finished it. It was a work in progress for quite a while. I would do it in my spare time. And since I earn my living as a commercial artist, I do music as an outlet for my feelings about whatever. You know.
So you're, yeah.
It's my art. I guess I could say it's my art.
Well, we were talking about your guitar again, and you said it was made to be a lap steel. How you play it.
Yeah, it's a... getting our levels here. Hope it didn't bust any eardrums.
Yeah, just mine.
Yeah.
You want to play something for us on it?
Maybe a little down. You bet you get back.
Your voice is not as loud as your guitar.
Yeah, why is that? Interesting. Maybe I should tilt this up a little bit. Yeah, so last night I played up at the River Theater in Astoria. It was a benefit called the High Water Festival of Fools, and a lot of people like this old version of John Henry, which I've been doing for a while here, so maybe I'll play John Henry for you.
Driving man, Oh, there lies a still driving man.
I really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you.
I think you were telling me the story of that.
Well, yeah, John Henry was written sometime around the 1880s, and I'm not sure the exact time there, and not sure if anyone really knows who wrote it, but it's a song written about the Industrial Revolution and how people are displaced by machines. And I sing it a lot because, well, I like the song, but some people have compared the computer revolution to the Industrial Revolution in terms of workers being displaced and having to learn new skills and not being able to do work they had learned to do for their whole lives. And myself, being one of those people, I identify with John Henry. I was a used to do a lot of hand lettering, and computers have pretty much replaced the hand lettering aspect of my life. So.
You have, you know, I wish you'd do another tune.
Another tune?
Another tune, yeah.
Let's see, I'll do a little improvisation blues tune here. So. I don't even remember the name of it, but I used to hang out with Michael McClellan in Los Angeles, and he knows a lot of old tunes, and somebody I'll have to call him up and joggle my memory here.
Play steel guitar like that, slide guitar like that. It's not steel guitar because it's not steel.
Well, it's actually a steel guitar because you play it with a steel, which is
this
shiny little thing here you hold in your hand. And that's really where the name steel guitar comes from.
I keep thinking of those National
guitars. Yeah, I think what I used to think until I actually learned. There's a whole lot of styles of steel guitar from early acoustics like this one up to the early lap steel electrics and on up to the big P pedal steels, which are like organs. They all use a steel of some type to actually form the notes, because they have very high strings and there aren't any frets on the fretboard, and you're not doing any fingering like you do when you play bottleneck style, or what some people call slide guitar, where you're actually doing some fingering and you slip a bottleneck or a socket or a ready-made steel over your one of your fingers and slide it up and down, so you can do fingering and steel work at the same time.
But you're using a little piece of steel here.
Yeah, here you're not doing any fingering on chords on your left hand. Just strictly steel.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Michael Guthrie from Seattle, Washington, who is here to go to be in Astoria, but he's already been in Astoria, so. Mm-hmm.
A little stop on the way home here.
Yeah. How about another tune? Are
another
you
tune?
Ready yet?
I'll switch to another instrument here.
So you play something besides that. When did you start playing that?
In 1981, I found this guitar. And I'd never played steel guitar before. But once I got it fixed up, I did the restoration work myself. And I got a book called The Hawaiian Guitar Method, and started learning a tuning out of that, and here's the first thing I actually played on the steel guitar back in 1981. It's just a little thing I made up, and I don't know how traditional it is, but we'll give it a whirl here. Oh, wait a minute, I can't do it in this key. I apologize, I have to retune my steel for that one, but I could do that after another.
While he's talking, I can put something on here because I need to do something. Let's see, Art Star.
The showing and selling of it? How do artists live today? My name is Ava Lake. Join me here at KPSU every Sunday at 1 p.m. when we present Art Star, the show where artists talk about their lives and work. Art Star, every Sunday at 1 here at KPSU 1450 a.m.
It was very nice. Oh, honey, it was paradise.
We're back. Are you ready yet? I can't hear very well, so. Oh, there it is.
Got a little buzz going on.
Yeah, you can adjust that if it bothers you. That button right there.
I'm a little loud.
Yeah, he's got these headphones on, so.
Well, okay, here we go, a little instrumental piece here.
Thank you. Did you have a name for that? Or?
Well, actually, I never did name it, but it did sort of evolve into a tune with words later, recently, actually. I don't know. just call it a steel guitar in A, let's call that.
Do you have any
experimental.
Do you have any influences?
Well, I have a lot of influences. I like a lot of different kinds of music, and I started out playing folk music and traditional music, and listening to the old Vanguard records. I almost hate to say names because I don't want to be thought of as being directly influenced by any one person, or totally influenced by anybody,
You don't have to say anything if you don't.
Okay.
Okay, don't.
But I also, listen to a lot of rock music, and I listened to a lot of jazz when I was in high school, and still do like to listen to jazz and blues music. So I think the music that I write is a collective of all these various styles, sort of mashed into one style of mine that I, don't totally take credit for all the work that I write, but it's as much as anyone can write something, I suppose I could say I write it. But it's really, if you start looking into the music I write, it's you can find various forms in there, blues, jazz, folk, and a little bit of rock, and even some traditional thrown in, so.
And some Hawaiian.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
You've got a different guitar over there, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I have a regular guitar, and I have a little banjo mandolin with me today as well.
Are you going to play something? I guess he's going to play one of those others. He could probably play. I like watching him play that slide guitar there.
We'll bring that back a little later.
Okay.
For another tune.
We're talking to Michael Guthrie from Seattle, Washington, and he's got an album here, Conscious Collective, but I'm trying to keep him from sticking to his album and trying to get him to play as many live tunes as he can. But that's a banjo there.
This is a banjo mandolin hybrid. The oldest one I've seen a picture of is from the 1890s. I don't know exactly when they came onto the scene, but the banjo skin was used on a lot of instruments to make it louder. And actually, the fingerboard with a body with a skin actually goes way back to early days in Persia, even. So with the rababa. This particular form of banjo is called a banjolin, and I'll play a tune called The Flowers of Edinburgh, and I recently found out I have roots that go back to Edinburgh, Scotland, so gave this tune a special meaning for me. Thank you.
Is there a... Forgot to turn myself on here. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific technique you're using there?
Well, I'm using a flat pick and playing the tune pretty straight as someone might dance a reel to it. Of course, it would go a lot faster than that. And I tend to play everything in slow-mo anyway, so... The neck on this is played, it's strung just like a mandolin neck, so it has 8 strings. Tuned just like a mandolin, and any mandolin player could play this instrument. It just has a little different sound.
It's awfully cute and looks portable, yeah.
Yes, it's very, very portable. Yeah. Fun to carry around in your pack or whatever.
I think your wife was carrying it around.
Yeah, she was, yeah. She's helping me pack my stuff around. Should I do another tune on this one?
Maybe do it, yeah.
Well, this is a tune I learned back in the 60s off of an old 78 by the Morris Brothers called Salty Dog Blues. And actually the flip side of that record was the Mandolin Rag, so... Maybe I'll try to just mash them both together here, since they were on the same record. Well, I'm standing on a corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom of my shoes, and let me be your salty dog. Well, let me be your salty dog. I won't be your little man at all. And let me be your salty dog. I was down in the wildwood sitting all alone, finger on the trigger, mind a hog, and let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, I won't be a little man at all, and let me be your salty dog. Well, looky Sally, I know you, a rundown stocking and a worn out shoe, and let me be your salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog, I won't be a little man at all. Let me be your salty dog. Well, I pulled the trigger, the gun said go, shot fell over in Mexico. Let me be your salty dog. Oh, let me be your salty dog, I won't be a little man at all. Let me be your salty dog.
Talking, or we're listening to Michael Guthrie. I've said this about 10 times.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, on KPSU, Portland, Oregon. I'm Judith. This is the Raggle Taggle Gypsy. You can call us at some point at 503-725-5945, but if you call me now, I won't answer because you're blocking the phone. But if you want to talk to Michael, he'll be around after the show, at least 2 minutes. Right now, 12:39. And now, you gave me a magazine when I talked. I met Michael at
Folk Life.
And it's your wife that does?
The Victory Review magazine. Anita LaFranchi, she's the editor. I write a monthly column for the magazine called The Ramblin' Mike. And you can check that out if anyone's interested in playing open mics. Most of the ones I write about are in the Seattle area, but I hope to get some other open mics other than just the Seattle area. But there's a lot of information in there on where they are and when they start and what sort of environment you can expect and some of the people who play at them. So I would encourage anyone who wants to journey up to Seattle to, if they're out passing through or whatever, to check out the Victory Review magazine. And there's at least two or three open mics almost every day of the week in Seattle. So it's a bounty of possibilities to get out there and try out your new song or your old song, for that matter.
He's moving around this real guitar. real guitar. Looks a little...
A regular guitar.
Yeah. Looks like it's been used a little bit.
I wonder if I might play a newish song of mine that has folk. It's basically a folk tune. I would call it a modern folk tune. I don't know. What do you think?
Go ahead, yeah.
Should I give it a whirl? This is a song I wrote for my daughter who lives up in Canada.
Picks me up
with her wisdom, compassion, and love. She was born a wise old soul from the womb of the woman I loved. A heart full of gold and a love that rises above. In a flash I held her in my arms. She cried for the very first time. Miracle of birth, the strength of her mother comes back to me time after time. Oh, time. Time after time. Time after time. Born under a tin roof in a house above the bay, she came to me in her mother's arms. Good old-fashioned way.
Where is that song set?
Caslow, British Columbia, in 1972.
Whoa.
I actually had the privilege to assist my wife in a home delivery. I like to say she's actually the one who delivered the baby because she did most of the work. I was there as the midwife, and a friend of mine was there to, in case of an emergency, and it was quite an experience, I must say. And we were living in a house that had was just beginning to be built, and so it hadn't been finished on the inside. It was pretty much a plywood box with an aluminum roof on it. And we were heating it with wood heat. And it was January 14th, actually, the night. So it was a rather cold night.
It's Caslow? Is that?
Caslo. That's in the West Kootenay Mountains of British Columbia, which is approximately 200 miles due north of Spokane, Washington.
Whoa.
And it's a beautiful, looks like Switzerland around there, and very, very, fairly remote town, about 1,000 people in the actual town limits, and it's sort of grown around the outskirts of Caslow lately. It's in the last 30 years has been more and more houses built, you know, out in the country, but the town's pretty much the same as it was then.
So what years did you live in Canada?
I went to Canada in 1971, and I'm still actually a part-time resident up there, and I have a place in Caslow still with my daughter, and she lives there, and I'm there off and on, and her mom actually died 11 years ago, and during the 70s, Darren and I had a cafe coffee house in Caslow for 6.5 years, and we had a lot of Canadian songwriters stop in and play music there, and I was exposed to a lot of really good writing, and it sort of inspired me to start writing my own songs. And once I saw other people doing it,
can you give me somebody's name that you
who played there.
Yeah.
Well, Ken Ham did his first tour in 1978 across Canada. He's quite a well-known Canadian blues player. He's won a Juno Award up there. And, let's see. Bruce Rathie is a musician who lives in Victoria now and plays around several different groups. And he's an excellent songwriter. One day, I played at a festival in Nelson, and Bruce Coburn was the headliner. And the next Monday after the festival, he decided to come up to Casel with a woman by the name of Jeanette Cortani, a musician who played the Village Green, which was the name of the cafe. And she brought Bruce Coburn up to the cafe because she knew him from the old days and back east in Canada. And he came in and actually was nice enough to play a tune for his lunch. So then he stayed around. We all had a lot of fun playing music that night. And he's a super nice guy. And mind you, this was going back 25 or more years ago. So.
Well, the hour is getting late. I think it's around 12:50, and you had a song you were going to play for me.
Yeah, I have a request here to play. Now, this I played this song Friday on the radio, KMUN, over in Astoria. And I wasn't able to even get out the door before someone arrived to complain. So I don't mean to offend anyone by my lyrics on this tune.
Actually, can you do me a favor?
I can.
Since my tape is getting low.
Uh-oh. Want to flip it over?
Can you flip it over for me?
Okay.
Okay. Is it on record?
Yeah, record.
It's on record. Great. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, here we go. This is a tune I wrote in 1991. It's called, I called it Military Coup, and it's on my CD if anyone wants to have their own scandalous version of this song here. I think of it as a patriotic song. Take your money, they want to take your smoke, they want to take your children, it's enough to make you choke. When they're done flying in their airplane, they'll be coming down on you, asking for some more for that old red, white, and blue. They're evil in a White House, sucking off of you, trying to rule the world with their military coup. Ooh. Military coup. It's cuckoo. Genocide and smart bombs on TV. No time for negotiating. We got a world to free. It's a new world order dictated from on high. Bribes for supporters from his office in the sky. Order for me, order for you. I tell you, all this order, it just gives me the blues. Ooh. It just gives me the blues. It's cuckoo. Evil in the White House. Military coup. Evil in a White House.
coming down on you. Evil in a White House, it just gives me the blues. Evil in a White House. Ooh. In a White House, it's cuckoo.
Well, I should give out our phone number, 503-725-5945. Call in with the complaints.
Yes, do your patriotic duty and voice your opinion.
Well, I'm not sure that this is a station for people doing that. Well,
probably not. Yeah.
Calling in like that.
I mean, complaints are legitimate to them. People should, I think, we live in a country where people should be free to speak their mind. And, hopefully we can retain that right.
Well, the time is... Oh, I can play this right now.
Attention, Portland State University students. Do you need help negotiating with your landlord, employer, or creditor? Do you have legal documents you don't understand, such as contracts, summons, or tickets? Do you need a will prepared or documents notarized? Do you want to know your rights? Contact Student Legal and Mediation Services, located in the Smith Memorial Student Union, Room 47. Student Legal and Mediation Services can assist students on a variety of issues, including family law, criminal law, and consumer law. Legal and Mediation Services are available to any Portland State University student currently taking at least one credit hour. For more information, stop by Smith Memorial Student Union, Room 47, or call 503-725-4556.
And it's time now. Ava's getting ready to come on. But we have one more tune by Mike, and it's recorded. So he's going to announce it.
Yeah, this is a tune off my CD. It's called Ghost Dancers.
Okay. You want to just give the name of your CD and give your website and
okay.
things like that if anyone's interested.
My CD is called Conscious Collective, and you can get it through my website, which is called moorafa.com. That's M-O-O-R-A-F-A. And it's also available through CD Baby. And you can contact me through my website also.
Okay. Thanks a lot.